Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily episode 2583, The Only Remedy for FOMO, The Fear of Missing Out, by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. And I'm going to jump right into today's post as we optimize your life. The Only Remedy for FOMO, The Fear of Missing Out, by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com. FOMO is the acronym for the fear of missing out, and isn't just something that's fun to say, it's real. We're struggling with the fear of missing out on activities, information, opportunities, connection, and many other things. We struggle to keep up, to catch up, to be included, noticed, and loved, all in the name of FOMO. You may have FOMO if you're doing any of the following: saying yes when your heart says no, scrolling endlessly through Facebook and other social media feeds, constantly checking your phone, sleeping less, compromising self-care practices, rushing, choosing convenience over quality, wasting time feeling bad about what you missed, or being exhausted for attempting to do it all. The only remedy for FOMO is to be present. When you're truly present, there is no regret for the past or fear of the future. When you're present, you notice everything and everyone around you, the big picture, the little pictures, and all the tiny details that contribute to the moments which make up the here and now, which make up your life. And that's just what happens on the outside. Your body, heart, and soul change on the inside too when you give yourself permission to be fully alive and aware, to show up for your life. That's presence. 5 ways to stay present and eliminate FOMO. Number 1, stop acting like everything is an emergency. If you're living and or working in a reactionary state or under stressful conditions, you might be used to treating everything like an emergency. It's not. Instead, choose to underreact, respond thoughtfully, leave the drama and stress out of it. The simple act of giving yourself room to breathe will bring you into the present. From there, you can make your decisions based on fact, not fear. Number 2, turn off your devices. We say we keep our devices on in case someone needs to reach us or in case there's an emergency, and then we make everything an emergency, see number 1. When our minds are on our phone notifications in the anticipation of new information coming across our devices, we simply cannot be present. We're scattered, distracted, and completely unaware of what matters now. It's then that we ignore the people we love most, make crappy decisions, and feel stress when we should feel peace. Find a way to make your devices add value to your life by setting limits. Experiment. Set limits and create your own experiment. Instead of checking all day long, schedule 2 intentional sessions with your digital device a day or less. The distraction of a check-in is not nearly as damaging as the time lost trying to come back to what you were doing. That recovery takes more time than you think, about 23 minutes to be present again. Number 3, say yeah. Derek Sivers' approach to feeling like you're doing too much is this, quote, "Those of you who often overcommit or feel too scattered may appreciate a new philosophy I'm trying. If I'm not saying yeah about something, then say no." Meaning, When deciding whether to commit to something, if I feel anything less than, wow, that would be amazing, absolutely, yeah, then my answer is no. When you say no to most things, you leave room in your life to really throw yourself completely into that rare thing that makes you say, oh yeah. We're all busy. We've all taken on too much. Saying yes to less is the way out, end quote. Good stuff, right? Number four, bring recess back. Remember recess? It was that free time after lunch at school. It was a time to play. When you were a little kid and went out to play, you didn't worry about tomorrow or yesterday. You didn't care about how you looked or what people thought of you. Instead, you jumped in the puddles, rolled down the hill, and laughed until you cried. If you want to be present, fold up your to-do list and go play. Take a walk, sing a song, paint a mural, hike up a mountain, or go jump in a puddle. Bring recess back and play your way. And number five, choose deep versus wide. Would you rather have just a taste of 100 things on your bucket list to say you accomplished them, or the opportunity to savor a few? Give in to FOMO, go wide and take a taste, have a little bit of everything, or choose a deep, meaningful dive into something you care about. Choose a life-changing experience. Choose true love. Choose magic. Be more with less. FOMO signals a lack of engagement. If you're worried about what you're missing, you cannot be present. Letting go of FOMO means abandoning the need to catch up, keep up, and measure up in exchange for a chance to connect and engage with what or who is right in front of you. Experiment with these recommendations to stay present in your life and turn your FOMO into JOMO, the joy of missing out. Feel joy that you have a choice, joy that you're protecting what matters most, and joy that you are present because you are finally living. You just listened to the post titled, The Only Remedy for FOMO, The Fear of Missing Out, by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Courtney for the posts. One thing that hit home for me is the first tip that was stop acting like everything is an emergency. Now, I'm generally a very laid-back person, and you might be too, but this could still be relevant because an email might come in, and while again, I'm laid back and go with the flow, I might fear that I'll miss a very important email or text or some other notification if I'm not within arm's reach of my phone. I think a little time here could go a long way, both in terms of time seeing the email in the first place, but also after reading the email and before responding, because then there's a little bit more processing, thinking, and settling time, which is important. Well, there's a quote in there from Derek Sivers, and it's funny to me because that quote is from an article that I narrated a very, very long time ago, all the way back in episode 44, in fact. I don't love referencing episodes that old usually because I cringe a bit when I hear the sound of it. It's changed a lot since then, but I guess that's okay. I just might cringe at this in 7 more years, who knows? But yeah, if you want to hear that full article by Derek Sivers, I did narrate that in a special episode. That was episode number 44. But I'll leave it there for today. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.